Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tony Scott. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fifth. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gary Carter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Sizemore. Batting third. The center fielder, Bake McBride. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Reitz. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Forsch. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Forsch. And now, play ball. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel strikes out. Simmons drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Manguel out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brock. The throw from Foot and he is safe. Brock steals second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore strikes out. One out. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride takes first base on ball 4. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brock scores. McBride moves to third. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McBride tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cardinals. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to third. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsch fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a fly ball into right field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is hit by the pitch. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Forsh moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 0-for-1 in the game. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Forsh moves to third. Brock moves to second. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McBride strikes out. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Mackinnon fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon strikes out. Simmons drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mackinnon out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-1 in the game. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first, with Forsh covering, for the out. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Forsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 0-for-2 in the game. Reitz hits a fly ball into left field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Forsh bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Brock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brinkman moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forsh fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-2 in the game. Manghul hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Carter. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Cardinals. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Chuck Taylor now pitching. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 0-for-3 in the game. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sizemore scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Expos nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Forsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forsh is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Forsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Brock takes first base on ball 4. Forsh moves to second. Ted Sizemore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sizemore is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Sizemore hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Forsh scores. Brock moves to second. It's 4-0, Cardinals. Bake McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, McBride strikes out. There goes Brock. The throw from foot and Brock is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Scanlon pinch hits for Chuck Taylor. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 4, and Montreal Expos, 0. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.